Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini number 94. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean. We're middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Having a good night.
That was an interesting.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Right. Fat Albert. Like
you okay over there, Sean?
Still alive.
I'm recovering from our freestyle.
What? How are you? Well, you didn't give me that. Yeah, that was a fun. That was a fun episode.
I was.
We quite enjoyed it. We hope the creepies quite enjoy it, too.
Right? Quite right.
Quiet, right?
I didn't say quiet, right?
Oh,
quiet, gotcha. Quite right.
Or diet, right?
I don't feel the noise.
That's right.
Yeah, we have. We did our full. Now we're doing our little mini number 94. We are creeping up to the 100 episode of minis. So
slowly but surely.
There. Quit calling me Shirley.
Nate, you said it before I did. I am serious. Don't call me Shirley. Let's get right to it, shall we? I know the creepies are dying to know what we're going to talk about. So why don't you tell them?
Well, please. My pick, right? Credit where credit's due. We are going to talk about, this is something that I grew up in Kokomo, and so this is around Kokomo. It is a Jerome Cemetery. I have to give credit to when I did my testing, the guys that I talked to, and I gave them a shout out to before.
is that a crackle in the mic, or is that
it's
Nate?
A crackle in the
mic. That's me.
But they had directed me towards Jerome Cemetery, and they were like, "You ever heard of that?" And I'm like, "I should have, because I'm from around there." Mm-hmm. And so I was like, "We'll have to cover this." So anyway, I shout out to them. And Jerome Cemetery is in Greentown, Indiana, and it is next door to Kokomo, Indiana. So it's just they're neighbors, basically. And Kokomo is where Nate has been going for quite some time now, the past year or whatever. So Jerome Cemetery, Greentown.
But that's not the Kokomo that the Beach Boys sang.
That's right, and that's in one of these. Way down
Aruba,
in Kokomo,
or not? Jamaica.
They were making up that name. They didn't even know there was a Kokomo, Indiana.
John Stamos.
That's right.
Ugly guy.
Yeah, they didn't know anything. They were not singing about Kokomo, Indiana for sure.
All right, just want to make sure. Okay,
that's right.
Continue.
This is from the Kokomo Post. What I'm reading,
And
it is: if you have an interest in the paranormal and live anywhere near the central Indiana area, you've heard of Jerome Cemetery. It's easily one of the most visited haunted attractions in our area, especially during this time of year. There are a few stories and legends that make this place famous. The first one is a driveway that surrounds the cemetery, which is really cool, especially from an aerial view. If you look closely at the photo, it is said that the driveway is in the shape of a six. The trick is the drive around the entire numerical shaped driveway three times until you create a 666. And then you'll summon the spirits in the cemetery. It's a pretty captivating idea, isn't it? Imagine being in the car almost done with the third lap, knowing that you might be what might be coming your way soon. So that is just one of the cool things that's there in Jerome. That it's actually really pretty, though. Like in the, I'm sure at night it's like scary as all get out. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the pictures I saw, it looks just like any other cemetery, which would be very peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that Kokomo was a Native American?
I did.
You did?
Chief Kokomoko?
Yeah. Hold on. Kokomoko?
That's right.
Not Chief Kokomo, Chief Kokomoko.
That's what his name was, okay. You're like, hold on.
Because number one, to answer your question, Nate, I did not know.
I didn't either.
That, but
it says he's,
he comes in with the Chief Kokomoko. What is going on here?
I'm Googling as fast as I can.
Make sure that's correct.
Cause I feel like we went to Hawaii.
Hold on. So, I've looked this up before.
Kokomo was a quarrelsome, drunken Native American.
You know, I maybe say that wrong, but that's funny. Okay, so Chief Kokomo, it says here, but this one, no, it says there's in Wikipedia, it's Ma Kokomo, and then down here, it's Kokomoko. So when I was a kid, we always learned it was Chief Kokomoko, sounds really made up. Right. But
it sounds like a hot chocolate.
So it says
Coca-Cola in it.
Ooh.
It says Kokomo, whose name is sometimes given as Kokoma, Komowa, Makokomo, or Kokomoko, was a Native American man of the Miami tribe who lived in northern Indiana at some point, probably in the early 19th century. So, named after him. There's a lot of misnomers about him. It calls him the Arnorious Man, and, you know, they're not, I don't know.
Okay. I just like the way he came in, really. Yeah. Chief Kokomoko.
It's the only...
Kokomoko.
You'd think I'd know the most about it since I'm from there, but the only actual record we have of Kokomo is a record from the trading post. Chief Francis Godfrey maintained a trading post at the mouth of the Mississinewa River back in 1830s. One entry in the store ledger on Wednesday, June 27th, 1838, when Kokoma and a squaw were billed $12 for a barrel of flour and a few cards of calico. So most of what we know about Kokomo is just like made up stuff. It sounds like that's all they really know about him. And that
yeah, speaking of made up, so, no. Okay. Right? All right. All right. So, I'll go with Kokomo.
I was like, I'm looking that up real fast because I may be making that up, but I don't think so.
Well, we know how you did the New Orleans Penguins, and I'm just want to make sure that, you know.
Don't you sass mouth me over there? Although you have every right to on that one, yeah.
Huh? That was funny. Okay. All right. What? I'll give you the Kokomoko.
So. Man, you think I'd have my notes together better on my hometown.
I'm already laughing. So this article about the Jerome Cemetery, it says Indiana is thought as many as a white bread state.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Did you see that name?
Uh-huh.
So there can't be anything to Indiana beyond corn. If you think this is you're wrong. Wow, that's funny. Authors Mark Merriman, James Willis, and Troy Taylor set out to explore Indiana and were surprised at how much weirdness there is in the state. They wrote the popular book Weird Indiana. Okay. Many of the places I referred to in the Jamie Poole books are mentioned in their book, and some of the places they've mentioned I've used as a muse. Jeez, it's getting late. For adding to my own lore, the blog explores one of those places, Jerome, Indiana, and its cemetery. Doesn't say anything about Kokomoko, but it does say Weird Indiana claims that Jerome was named after Cheech. What is Cheech and Chong? I know the creepers are either laughing or going, wow. Chief Kokomo's son. By many accounts, Kokomo was a quarrelsome, drunken Native American.
See?
Like you said. Yeah.
Misnomers, though.
It says they would be mistaken. Perhaps the least interesting detail of Jerome's history is how it really got its name. Hampton Brown is considered Jerome's first settler. He named the town after his son. So, there you go.
Yeah.
I
learned all kind of history, right?
I did not know that. Okay, so of course Jerome has a famous haunting paranormal thing,
mm-hmm.
The Hounds of Hell.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like you can you go there and you get chased out by the Hounds of Hell. You guys want to get more details on it? That's fine.
Well, I have a story of a young man
named Chief Kokomoko.
Oh, we're not letting that one go, are we?
The young man I grew up with is telling the truth. He has a very hair-raising story. One night, somewhere after midnight, and unable to sleep, the young man climbed on his bike. He pedaled to Jerome in search of a supernatural adventure.
Oh.
And why not, right? If there's something supernatural in the neighborhood, aren't you going to be curious? He claims he walked into the woods past the cemetery on the property of my dad's friend. In the wooded backyard, far from the house, this young man claims he found a portal in the earth. Large rocks formed its entrance. He stood upon the hole and looked down. As he did, the portal lit up brightly. A force rushed out of the ground. The force was so strong, he claims, that his hair stood up straight. The young man returned home terrified. He later claimed further that he'd charted portals like this across the globe, including one in Bermuda Triangle.
Oh.
While this part may be hard to believe, I believe he experienced something. Even if it was the fear that something might happen, fear can play tricks on our minds.
It's like Stranger Things, which is also based in fake Indiana town, but it's still.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's true.
It says Jerome Cemetery is haunted by warriors of the First Nation tribes. Big shocker there, right? Indian burial grounds and stuff, right? Tribes who once lived in the area. There's also a Hound of Hell, like you're talking about, Todd. The warriors will simply watch you from the edge of the woods. Beware the hound. It will chase you. So he says, there is... This article says, as a university student, I canvassed the Jerome Cemetery hoping to see something. It is an old cemetery dating to the early 1800s in parts. It's nestled into the woods in a small clearing. Perhaps because this person knew the stories, it seemed a bit creepy. Even though it went on a sunny day to take photos, the cemetery had been abandoned, lonesome feel to it. There's no doubt one of the popular things to do back in the day was to topple stones, especially on Halloween. Classmates dared the spirits to come out. No one maintained the cemetery as much as is desired. And then this is captured in a lot of the pictures that you take. It says it wasn't the only visit to the cemetery, also a popular hangout for couples. People go there after dark with boyfriends and girlfriends in hopes of seeing something supernatural. And people a lot of times want to go see the Hound of Hell.
Nate?
Good candy.
Cough drop.
A lot of times they say they want to see the bloody Hound of Hell that stalks people from the other world, that Hound of Hell. So it says every time someone investigates Jerome, they have experiences in the same locations. It says many people have claimed being attacked by an entity you can't even see and being chased out of the cemetery by the Hounds of Hell. Definitely a place to check out if you're a skeptic and don't believe in ghosts. It says there are talks about people visiting a cemetery only to find when they are scared and try to leave and their vehicles won't start. Another commentator claims that they visited with brand new floodlights with brand new batteries and mysteriously quit working at the same time, leaving them standing in the darkness of a quiet Indiana night. It says, is it haunted? Are there hounds of hell? This person said they personally can't answer, but there's so many stories out there that are listed, people going there and checking it out that did have a lot of experiences. So, I said I grew up right next to here, so I'm surprised. You know, I've been by this cemetery, didn't think a thing about it, honestly. But, yeah, it's labeled as one of the most haunted cemeteries, if not the most haunted cemetery in the state of Indiana. I know we say that about a lot of things, right?
We never do.
Never. That's our first claim, right?
Is there a lady in white?
Oh, probably.
Sounds since we like have there should be one walking around.
Indian burial grounds, right?
Yeah. any horny hedgehogs running around the cemetery?
You know it.
Vigorously.
Are you going to... Don't die on us, Nate. My gosh, I'm telling you right now.
I'm like coughing, hiccuping, and farting all sorts of
farting,
stuff.
Burping and gurgling. Yeah. Over there.
He's like, I'm breaking.
He's percolating over there.
This is a middle-aged mini.
Yes.
Because I don't think he can make it through a pool.
Wow.
Good thing we already did that. This is a creepy place.
There's one little other thing. I know we keep talking about that Hound of Hell and the dog, but it said, it's talking about the dog. It said the dog was laid by the grave of its owner until it passed away. So it laid there to protect its owner, and then it died. It says the dog's spirit still lives in the cemetery, protecting its owners from anyone who could cause harm to the gravestone and remains. Many have reported hearing barking and growling noises, as well as seeing two eyes glowing in the dark until the people visiting get back into their cars and leave.
So I say we go.
Pretty creepy.
I want to test this out.
Oh, heck yeah.
Man, Nate, you're going to... You got the hiccups.
Yeah, it came out of left field.
It was when we started talking about horny hedgehogs. And
yeah, I'm excited.
Horny hiccups or something.
It's not funny. It's funny, not
the
funny.
The creepies are going to enjoy this one.
And to be fair, Kokomo has a lot of haunted places. I do actually know about some of them, but this is on a list of Kokomo's most haunted. We're going to, after this episode, we're going to get Nate to the hospital, right? Your turn.
Can of corn. Can of corn, I'll be fine.
Can of corn. Oh, wow.
Did you just
squeak? I'm not sure if I can't.
You just squeaked.
Like, I can't wait to listen to it, and I can wait to listen to it. I'm not sure how bad this is going to be or how fantastic it's going to be. Nate supplying the extra sound effects for this.
I think this one's going to be better when we go investigate it and read. And we can actually give our own stories and takes on it.
Well, I want to. I have heard of other. I'm not sure about this, Nate.
Oh, man.
I have heard of other cemeteries having like the Hounds of Hell chasing you.
Oh,
out.
Of course.
So I think since we have one in our own state, let's go check
it
out.
Let's go. I know. I agree.
Maybe it's like he's scared the hiccups out of me.
Sounds like you're getting kicked over and over again over there.
It's a creepy place. I don't have much else to add to it. I don't know if you guys do.
Before Nate keels over, we got
this is terrifying.
This is the spookiest one we've had yet. It's because Nate has become possessed by a hiccuping ghost.
Middle-aged and hiccuped.
It's not funny. I shouldn't laugh.
You guys have anything else?
Are you done?
I don't know. Nope,
he's not. I think we're done with the topic, though.
Wow. are we ready to move on to Nate? To your? Can you get it out before?
Can you get it out?
Let's see if he can do his segment here.
Man. Oh, man. Well.
Well, we're waiting.
I wish this episode was scary enough to get rid of these hiccups, but... That's a wrap.
All right. And I wish we had this on YouTube or on some type of video because his head goes back like he just got shot.
I'm actually a little worried about him.
In the chest.
We need to scare the crap out of
him.
Clear.
Wow. Man. You know what? Nate, thanks for the added entertainment. And we
I do my best.
And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our middle-aged mini number 94 and our discussion on the creepy Jerome Cemetery. And until next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.